Cheyenne businessman Sam Galeotos, who is running as a Republican candidate. He says he's running because he's worried about Wyoming's future. Galeotos is a Wyoming native who's the current CEO of Greenhouse Data in Cheyenne. Earlier in life, he left Cheyenne and had success in the online travel industry. He says he's very interested in growing new businesses in Wyoming.
Well, I'm a big believer that, you know, our state needs to be driven by the success of our private enterprises, our small business, and really, you know, the whole U.S. is driven by small business. And right now we are, you know, our model in the state is largely dependent on the energy industry, and there are small businesses in there too. Energy, we have a presence in, you know, travel and tourism. And, you know, we also have, you know, one of our foundational industries is agriculture. But I really think that we're at a point in time where we're seeing, you know, the rest of the U.S. is excelling, and we're challenged based on the model that we've lived by for so many years. And I think it's not only a challenge, but it's indeed an opportunity for us to step back. And, you know, we want to focus on our foundational industries being energy, travel, and tourism and agriculture, amongst others. But we really have this opportunity to leverage our small state, our rural nature, to solve problems. And I believe that technology is going to occur no matter what. And we need to be innovating solutions to our own problems right here in the state, which will in turn solve our problems, but also create new jobs. And it's all about creating new jobs.
A lot of conversation in our state right now about blockchain. There's some people that want to get rolling on that. I know there's some other things going on. I'm kind of curious, maybe on that specific point, what do you think about that? Is that a place we can go?
You know, I was so happy to see the action that the legislature took. You know, we had really five bills that they moved forward with this year. One of them centered around cryptocurrency. There's probably a little bit more work that needs to be done there. But by the legislature taking the step that they did with the blockchain, opening up the environment, that's exactly what we need to be doing, is opening environments so that people can create new technology here. Blockchain is going to be a very disruptive technology. It's going to be very drive security further. And we're going to be able to take that. And as developers come here and they innovate and create solutions to everyday problems, that's going to be done here in Wyoming. That's going to be done in Wyoming. And more importantly, we will be able to take that work and look at our own state government and figure out how can we apply blockchain technology to, you know, do a better job for our residents, to reduce costs, and to really step into the digital economy. I'm very pleased with what they did there.
Sam Galeotos visiting with us. He's a Republican candidate for governor. Sam, I want to ask you, so right now you're involved with Greenhouse Data. I'm curious how we work alternative energy more into the mix of what we do in the state. Obviously, and I know when you're running for office, you're not going to say that let's get away from coal and let's get away from natural gas or oil. But could we do more in the alternative energy sector?
Well, I probably need to, you know, maybe correct perception on, you know, data centers are huge consumers of electrical power, huge consumers of electrical power. Greenhouse, you know, one part of its premise was, when it was established over in Laramie County, was to take advantage of the ambient outside temperature, which allowed us to reduce our costs through our air handlers for cooling all of our systems. We are a purchaser of energy credits, but the amount of credits that we purchase and the dollar amount that we put into energy credits is tiny compared to the amount of money we spend on, you know, coal produced power, you know, not only in Wyoming, but throughout the whole nation. We have been involved in purchasing energy credits because we are trying to attract and get businesses that are national businesses, and many of them are interested in making sure that we're exploring alternative energy sources and that type of thing in our own model. So we need to be active in that environment as it relates to acquiring new businesses, which we support out of Wyoming. But I can tell you that the amount that we invest in the energy credit side is really de minimis relative to what our power bill is.
Do we get more revenue into the state by increasing business, or do we also have to look at our tax structure?
Well, I'm a proponent of generating more revenue as a result of new business, you know, more business. Again, I'll go back to I'm the chairman of Greenhouse Data right now. We sell new equipment to our customers who are, you know, resident in other parts of the country, but we buy that equipment for them and put it in our data center. They pay sales tax on that. The more electricity we consume, we pay sales tax on that. Not only are we using coal, you know, provided electricity, but all the things that we do, we pay local sales taxes, everything. So, you know, multiple millions of dollars of capital investment in Wyoming that we're paying property taxes on, not to mention when we constructed it, all of the heating, cooling system vendors, the contractors that built the building. So new businesses create opportunities for everyone.
Want to ask you, though, as we look at our tax structure, one of the things that I'm expecting will come out of the Revenue Committee this summer is at least whether or not our tax system is fair, because we do get a lot of money from the extractive industries. And the question is whether or not everyone is paying their fair share, all businesses. Is that a fair question? Is that needs to be answered?
Yeah, I think that we should always be evaluating, you know, that model. I've been, you know, on record stating that it's very difficult for me to focus on the tax side of things when we know that we have so much wasteful spending in our government that needs to be dealt with. And by way of example, the legislature last year commissioned an efficiency study of only four agencies of our state government. And it came back, the results are in, that, you know, there's roughly $200 million of potential, you know, revenue-enhancing things, collecting more revenue, and cost savings that can take place. Now, we have not acted on that study yet. The legislature came back a few months ago when they were in session, and they decided to pass phase two of that efficiency study, which I believe a lot of people think will produce an incremental $200 million, if not more, of potential cost savings opportunities. So for me, you know, I'm a business guy, and we want revenues, we want to grow revenues, but more importantly, I don't believe that we're doing the job for our residents if we don't tackle the cost side of the equation first. And my experience has been that, you know, you can not only save money, but you can enhance the services that you provide to our residents by doing, you know, looking at things and doing them differently. And really, I'm certain a lot of our systems that support what our state does are antiquated and need to be upgraded, which will allow us to reduce costs also.
Sam Galeotis, again, visiting with us. He's a Republican candidate for governor. So cutting, do you want to continue cutting in the area of education?
You know, I've told everybody, I really think the dialogue and the conversation on education right now is really not productive. I mean, everybody is arguing over the money. And, you know, when I look at education, you know, I have a list of prerequisites for businesses in Wyoming that I've been talking about. And first and foremost, we need workers. And second of all, we need workers that are educated in where we want our economy to go. And when I look at the education system, I see everybody battling over the money, but we're not making progress in that discussion. And I'm not so much interested in taking a side in that as I am finding a solution. And when I look at it, I really believe that we need to look at, you know, what is education all about? And it's about learning. And learning takes place between a teacher and a kid, and we know all kids are different, right? And I would like to shift the discussion first to what is learning all about? How do we empower our educators to do the job that they're supposed to do in the classroom? And what are we educating kids for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road? And then let's retool our education system to meet that. Then the money will be discussed. But, you know, discussing the money before we know where we're going with education, I think is counterproductive.
Wanna, before we let you go, talking about recruiting businesses, education's part of that discussion, but so is healthcare. And one of the big challenges in our state, as we all know, is getting doctors and healthcare provided to folks in especially the rural areas of the state. Do you have any ideas on how we might address that?
Yes. First, let me say this. I have a list of prerequisites, six of them, for supporting our existing businesses and attracting and developing new businesses. And they are, we need to have workers, okay? Right now we don't have enough workers in this state. Number two, we need to have an education system that produces the workers we need. Number three, we need to be connected physically through air service in this state in order for the business community to thrive. Number four, we need to be connected electronically. There are many parts of our state where we don't have high-speed broadband internet. Number five, we need healthcare that not only caters to our elderly population that is getting older now, people like myself, but also knowledge workers that we need to create jobs for. And number five is we need to empower our local communities because economic growth is going to take place at the local level, not at the top, somebody making a decision at the top. Healthcare, I believe, is a prime opportunity for us. We are a rural state with low population. Right now, you're hearing about telemedicine, telehealth, telestroke services. I believe those services should be innovated and created right here in Wyoming. We are the perfect laboratory for that. We should be generating those solutions, which will solve our own healthcare problems, but more importantly, put us at the forefront where those systems and those capabilities that we develop here in Wyoming now can be go somewhere else and be put into place. We have a prime opportunity to leapfrog, I believe, in our state, in the healthcare, as it relates to coming up with the solutions, developing those solutions, solving rural health care for our for our residents, and at the same time, solving the problem for everybody.
Sam Galeotis, a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on Open Spaces.
I thank you for your time. Thank you.